Podcast.
Past Futures Podcast, produced by Islanders, made possible by the National Lottery Heritage Fund, a people's history of the Isle of Wight.
Today we are looking back at Colonel Bogey's, one of the most famous and fondly remembered nightclubs in the history of Sandown and the Isle of Wight. For generations of islanders and holidaymakers, Colonel Bogey's was far more than just a place to go dancing. It became part of the experience of growing up on the island, a place associated with music, late nights, friendships, and some unforgettable memories. The club opened in 1972 inside the Wight City complex on Sandown Esplanade. The site itself already had a long history of entertainment. Wight City had originally opened as an amusement arcade in 1926 and developed into a popular seaside attraction. By 1970s, Sandown was a busy holiday resort attracting thousands of visitors every summer. Colonel Bogey's fitted perfectly into that, providing evening entertainment after a day at the beach. In 1982, the club was taken over by Wayne and Elizabeth Peake. They became the owners and ran the venue for the next three decades, helping establish Colonel Bogey's as one of the island's best-known nightclubs. The club's reputation was built on its atmosphere and music. Over the years, generations of DJs played to crowds at the venue. Among the famous names associated with Bogey's was Tony Blackburn, the legendary broadcaster and one of the first DJs to broadcast on BBC Radio 1. For many people, however, the resident DJs were just as important. They provided the soundtrack to countless nights and became familiar faces to regular customers. The venue also attracted major artists and celebrities. Atomic Kitten performed at Colonel Bogey's in 2001, just one night after appearing on Top of the Pops. The venue also had links to Take That, with the group filming the video for I Found Heaven in the area. Other famous visitors included Martin Kemp from Spandau Ballet, Hollyoaks actor Ricky Whittle, and members of the EastEnder cast. There are also plenty of stories surrounding the club. One famous tale involved the former heavyweight boxing champion Frank Bruno, who was reportedly refused entry because he was wearing jeans, before eventually being admitted with his entourage. But the real stars of Colonel Bogey's were the people who went there every week. For many islanders, the club has become a rite of passage. It was where people had their first proper night out, met friends, fell in love, and danced until the early hours. There were stories of people meeting at the Jolly Sailor before heading into the club and later gathering around the burger van outside after the music had finished. The venue became famous for its loud music, lively atmosphere, and according to some memories, sticky carpets. But by the 2000s, the world around Colonel Bogey's was changing. Traditional seaside resorts were facing increasing competition from overseas holidays and changing nightlife habits. Young people had more entertainment choices, while the old Wight City complex was beginning to look dated. The club survived several challenges, but in 2010, it came close to closing. The possibility of losing Colonel Bogey's brought former customers back in large numbers, proving just how much affection people still had for the venue. However, the club finally closed at the end of 2012. The wider Wight City complex later became increasingly derelict and eventually demolished in 2018. Today, the building has gone, but Colonel Bogey's remains part of the island's social history. Reunion nights have allowed former customers to come together and remember the music, the DJs, and the people they met there. For those who experienced it, Colonel Bogey's was never simply a nightclub. It was part of growing up on the Isle of Wight. From its opening in 1972 to its final closure in 2012, it provided four decades of music, entertainment, and memories. And although the doors are now closed, for thousands of former clubbers, the memories of Colonel Bogey's are very much still alive.